Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
I'm Danielle Sosin. I live in Duluth, Minnesota, and I'm going to read to you from my novel, The Long Shining Waters. 1902. Snow sweeps past the window on a northwest wind coming down from the hills toward the lake. Barrett feels like her cabin is a rock in the river, the way the wind rushes past on either side, full of snow and icy crystals. She turns from the back window by the bed to the front one that looks over the water. The snow is flying nearly horizontal, blowing out over the frozen cove, reaching the open water in dark strips of agitation that chase one after another toward a vague gray horizon. Down at the fish house, the window is blank. Gunnar hasn't lit his lamp. He is bent, she is sure, over his task, straining his eyes and leaning in some posture that she will have to rub out of him later. Sometimes she wishes he'd slow down. Everything in sight he built single-handedly. The fish house is a beauty, two stories. And now the new net reel standing beside it to replace the one that the gale took last year. Extra things, too, that he makes just to please her, like the bench out at the end of the point where she can lean back against the old pine. You sit there and watch your lake, he teases. But it's true in a sense, the lake is hers. First she lived on Michigan's Keweenaw Peninsula, then Duluth, now Minnesota's North Shore. A gust of wind hits the cabin so hard that Barrett feels like she's been shoved. The hill is in full whip and bend, the pine boughs winding back and forth as if hurling invisible stones, and the birch she'd admired just that morning, sweeping down the slope like a wedding veil, have completely turned in temperament. They lurch, bend, and jostle together, knock and stir like an army of skeletons. She holds her hand to the chinking between the logs to feel for any biting lines of cold. Wedding veils to skeletons. Her thoughts do grow strange. The smell of bread is a comfort with the storm coming down, and she's glad it's baking day as she wipes the spilled flour from the tabletop, strip by strip, bringing back the wood planks, the wet wood making her think of spring, as most anything does these days. It will be a relief when the steamship starts running again. Steady mail and fresh supplies. She swishes her rag in the tepid wash water. 4 years they've been up the shore. She thought the isolation would get easier. She pauses, frowns. She thought there would be children. Again, she finds herself stationed at the window, her damp fingers touching the cold glass. Soon the steamship will dare venture out. Just knowing she'll pass by regularly makes everything easier, marks those days apart from the others, even if it's just Gunnar rowing his fish out to be transported back to Duluth. She closes her eyes. The boat's heavy bow plying the icy water of the lake, she can almost hear the drub of her engine, the way it bounces off the rocks. Her fingers leave small marks on the window pane, and she touches their cold tips against her cheek. She must stop indulging this way. It only makes it worse, and the boat slower in coming. But her mind is as rainable as the wind on the water, and her thoughts rush out one after the next. News from her family on the Keweenaw, fresh coffee beans, a sweet squirting orange.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.